Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin joins us now on 3HL. Coach Corbin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Brent. How you doing?
Doing well. Heard that you guys had some bus trouble. Everything okay?
Yeah, we're finally moving. That's all that matters now, and moving at the speed we need to in order to get home.
Man, did you see that coming? Yesterday, 19-6, just an unbelievable offensive performance by your guys.
Yeah, I mean, no, probably not. I mean, the personality of the two games were unlike that one.
Yeah.
It was more defense and some small plays that led us to the outcomes in those games, but yesterday was just an anomaly. It popped at the right time. You could see it being offensive because the ballpark is obviously smaller than Hawkins Field, and the potential for the home run exists in every game that they play because they're very strong and powerful. But I would tell you that in most cases, if someone said the score's 19-6, I don't know how many people would have been betting on Vanderbilt at the 19, because they're the ones with the 94 home runs, and we're the one that just had home runs in the 50s. So we kind of flipped it a little bit.
Yeah, Connor Kizer, three bombs. He had four career homers in 163 games. What did he have to eat yesterday, and can you duplicate that every time you play now?
That's been the question of the day, I guess, is what he was eating. If I had a quarter for every time someone asked me that. But in all seriousness, he just got some good pitches to hit, and he hit it all over the ballpark. I mean, he hit right field, center field, left field. He just had a really outstanding game, that one that he'll remember forever. I mean, 10 RBIs in one game is hard to fathom. But what he has been all year is just a calming influence as a defensive player, and you know, a solid offensive player too, but the power, I don't know if anyone would see that coming.
Coach, I was going to ask you, what have you seen more of in your career, somebody with double-digit RBIs in a game or somebody with three home runs in a game?
I think the three home runs. We, you know, Westlake did that for us in the Super Regional against Oregon State 2011. Clemson, I saw it a few times as well, but the 10 RBIs, that's just tough to come by. You have to have a lot of at-bats. You have to have a lot of multiple runner situations, and you got to be going good. The ball has to look big to you. So he was in the right spot at the right time.
Coach, you mentioned Westy in 2011, the first ever trip to Omaha. I'm just curious, which, by the way, that team was so much fun to watch and cover. But
yeah.
I'm curious, the difference for you, I guess, from that first trip to now, navigating through regionals and NCAA tournament and all that now. What maybe have you learned, or where is it different? And what's been, I guess, more fun nowadays?
That's a good question, Don. I think the thing that I've learned the most is it's really not about the volume of what you do to get ready. It's more about relaxing and enjoying what you're doing. If you can get the kids to really relax, I've always told them it's the first team to relax that's going to play well. And I think when you get into these situations, that's what it is. It's just allowing the kids to have freedom and fun. I'm a pretty conservative guy for the most part, but when you get into these environments right here, the kids grow beards and so on. And I don't know if anything else, I think it just allows them to loosen up a little bit and have some autonomy and feel good about themselves. And really, that's all I care about. They do things the right way. So I just want them to enjoy this time of year more than anything else. But we went into the cage yesterday before that game, and we hit for about a half an hour, and you could tell it was very deliberate but on task, and they didn't take many swings. But when they came out, I got dressed by myself, and I thought, we're going to win. You could just feel it. You could just feel that the kids were going to play well, and I just think it had more to do with their mentality and the fact that they were loose, but they were on point, which is a very difficult area to get to with an 18, 19, 20-year-old male.
This bunch, a lot of the talk this year is how young they are. Is it fun to have a young team? Is it a bigger challenge? Is it kind of a combination of both?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of 50-50. I mean, we've got some kids that – we've got that junior class that has been around now. That junior class obviously is – I say this – They've played with a cloud. I mean, they've been faced with some very difficult life experiences in their time at Vanderbilt, and you know that's lingered. There's no doubt about it. I'm not that's real. So for them to be exposed to some success is a real good thing for them. I mean, they were super regional last year, but we went to Oregon State, and that was a tough battle. And this year, we got it off to such a not slow start, but. The freshmen were playing very well. It was almost backwards. You know, the freshmen were playing well at the beginning of the year, playing well in the middle of the year, mm-hmm. and the juniors were just trying to find their way. But yet I'm going back to my house every night thinking, these guys are good players, and they just weren't having the type of success that I guess you would expect at this point of their career. And their investment in the days in between the games was really good. So I was just waiting for it to pop at some point, and now they're playing well. They've led all along. I think it's been difficult for them to lead at some points because they felt like they're not pulling their weight on the field. But I'm just happy for them. I would love for them to just play the distance here because they deserve it. They do things the right way, and they've been involved in situations that I don't think you sign up for when you want to come to college and play college athletics.
Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach with us. Coach, was there something that you said when you realized that, you know, you talk about going home and the juniors are a great class and they're great players and they turn it on. Was there something that you said to kind of spark that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think sometimes coaches think that their words are more powerful than what they are. I think the only words that are powerful are the ones that are derogatory and kill a human spirit, and you never want to be involved in that. But I think we got swept at Auburn, and I think after that Sunday game, when we got done, I think they thought I was going to blow up. And basically, I got them in the locker room before we got on the bus, and I just told them at that point, I said, we're going to turn this around. We're going to turn this around because I know you can. And I felt that. I wasn't just trying to make them feel good at the time. I just felt like we could turn around because we had the right fibers in the room to do that. And their mentality was right. And the other thing is, I don't think you ever get caught off guard if your team is really working seriously on non-game days. I've always told them, I said, you take care of that, the scoreboard will happen. It will take care of you. But I think there's a time that they're probably looking at me going, I don't know about this. This isn't working out. But they stayed with it, and we bounced back. We lost to a Tennessee Tech team, which, by the way, is beating Ole Miss now 10-0. But we played well, and I thought, okay, we're going to play well at Tennessee. And we did, 1-2 out of 3. We beat a very good Kentucky team that I thought was going to go to the College World Series. And then I just felt like we were moving in the right direction. And, you know, this weekend, I think that was indicative of it. We played very well at a very tough place to play, playing a team that it 120 out of 23. So it was just good to see for them.
Tim Corbin, our guest. I was going to ask you this, Coach. It's kind of a hard question to ask, but I feel like I can ask you this. When I was at Arkansas State, I was an associate AD, and we lost a football player in a very tragic incident. And I felt like his spirit, I felt like it stayed with us, and I felt like it stayed with the kids. And the spirit that his teammates showed to rally in his loss was one of the more, I don't know, beautiful things that I ever saw young people rally and do. Do your guys feel Donnie's spirit? Do you feel that wherever you go with this group?
I think they do. But, you know, grief is such an overwhelming, powerful thing that there's no defense for it. You just try to endure it. You try to work through it. And how an 18-year-old kid does it, torturous. I mean, geez, I still remember that, you know, that day. I mean, it's just tough. You know, you're just sitting in a service and watching 18-year-old kids go through that and thinking, damn, you know, how you do that? You know, for you know, for a 50-year-old guy, it was tough to see 18-year-olds do it, chop you up. And I think, you know, it took years. It just took a couple years to even deal with it. But, you know, I think last year, I was kind of worried about this all along. We got into regional last year. I knew it was coming. I knew the date was coming.
Mm-hmm. And Coach Corbin?
June said, listen, I want to talk about something. I want to, not that it's something we don't talk about. I said, I just want to talk about.
Powerful, what Coach Corbin's talking about. Obviously, a phone connection issue there as Vanderbilt on the bus. The bus broke down this morning. Coach, very, very powerful message you were in the middle of. I'm sorry that we lost you there. But you were talking about, obviously, Donnie Everett passing away in 2016. And you said last year you knew the date was coming. And that's kind of when we lost you.
Well, I think, and then we're going through the mountains, so I may lose you again here. But yeah. We just got to a point where we just started celebrating them. I had to convey that message to the kids. I said, we've gone through enough pain. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to start talking about him in a celebratory manner because that's the type of kid he was. And quite frankly, those type of people, whether it's all four of us, we would want others to react in the same way. And they started to do it, and they really started to buy into that notion. And I think it's, you know, it's been better since that time for sure. But it's been a long process, as you know. It's just tough. It stops you right in your tracks, and you wonder if life will ever, you know, go back to any type of normalcy. And it feels more normal now, but it'll always be there.
Vanderbilt coach Tim Corbin with us. You mentioned all of the young players and the early success. Yeah. Phillip Clark is one of those kids from CPA. My kids go there, and I know that school and that program is so very proud of him.
He's a good player. He's a very advanced hitter. He's very consistent, too. He had a tough day on Saturday, and you could just sense that he was going to come back and play well the next day and hit two home runs yesterday. He hit one the opposite field, one center field. Freshmen don't do that, and not in this league and not in this time of year. But we've had him in the fifth or fourth or second part of the order, and he's really responded well. He's advanced. He's going to be a good catcher, too. We've got, you know, Stephen Scott's catching there right now, but he's done a very nice job of hitting. He's handled himself well, and one of those guys you're going to count on for a few years.
Well, Coach, you kind of waiting here to see if you can host the Super Regional. The Tallahassee Regional is basically what determines that. What have you heard? What's your take on that? Obviously, I know if Oklahoma wins, most likely you host, but kind of fill everybody in on what we're waiting for.
Yeah, we're just waiting for the final of the Mississippi State-Oklahoma game, and it would appear right now that Mississippi State's going to win that game. I think they're up 8-1 in the top of the ninth, so right. They got a commanding lead. So if that happens, I don't know if it's a flip of the coin or not. And I told the kids last night when we got together, I said, someone else is in control of that. We're not. We've done what we've had to do in order to put ourselves in good position. But I think the positives are this, and the committee will have to talk about it. And then, tomorrow morning, they'll come out with pairings and the spots. But if we're in Nashville, it probably has to do with the fact that we were sixth in the conference, and they were below us. And we, you know, head to head, we went three games against them. We won all three. So from that vantage point, from a competition standpoint, I think we put ourselves in a good spot. Now, if it goes beyond that, which Vanderbilt put out a bid, Mississippi State put out a bid, how much, I don't know. And I don't know the logistics of it. So I'm just hoping we did enough to stay back because that would be a gift for the kids, and we'd love to play in front of our own fans.
You know, it's always unfortunate when things come down to money. I read where, you know, it used to be that way. Who had the biggest bid gets to host. Mm-hmm. But I have read, and I don't know that this is true, but I've read that it is less about the money and more about the resume.
That's correct. I mean, okay. More so. They're giving teams the opportunity that deserved them during the course of the year, and that's the way it should be. I mean, if you put yourself in a position of strength because of what you did in the regular season, then I do believe you're owed that opportunity. It only makes sense. It happens in professional athletics beyond us, and should happen at this level too, and hopefully that's the case this weekend.
We talk a lot on this show about, in all sports, you know, home field advantage, home ice, home stadium, all of that. When you're at this point in the Super Regionals, how important is it really for your team?
It's important, Don, from a familiarity standpoint. And I think that's the thing that we got on in this particular regional at Clemson, where we got there, and at least half our roster had been there before, so we knew the lay of the land. We knew what was going to happen. We knew what Clemson fans were going to be like. So I think the older kids were able to help a lot in that way. Now, when, you know, you are hosting, it's good from a familiarity standpoint, but there, I don't know, there might be some anxiety associated with it to some extent, but we're not going to have that. We're going to enjoy the opportunity if we get to play. And our turf, our field, it's a big field. We know it. I think it helps us. So we just want to be in our own dugout, our own bed, in our own spot, playing with our own fans. And hopefully that's the case. So we would much rather do that than going, hey, listen, going to Oregon State last year was tough. That was really tough and difficult to play. They were good, number one, and that environment was different, too. So, it was 50 degrees and raining. You expect that in Nashville in January, not in June.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Has this bunch achieved to a higher level than maybe you ultimately thought? Are they about where you thought they would be? You know, as far as looking at this roster before the start of the season, how far did you think this crew could go?
I think it'll take some time for me to think that through, you know, probably July or August when it's all said and done. But I think at the beginning of the season, if you told me that we were going to be in a Super Regional, I would definitely take it. Would I see it coming? Yeah, because of the juniors. Freshmen, I didn't anticipate they'd play as well right off the bat as they did, because they really produced a lot of energy to our team and a lot of run production. So we're probably at our sweet spot. You know, we were sitting at a time, going back to that Auburn series, where we were 25-22 and 11-13 in the league. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, if the pairings were today, we're out. You know, we're not in a regional right now. So we had to play like gangbusters down the stretch to give ourselves a chance. And then we became that sixth seed that, even regardless of what we did in the SEC tournament, we were in. And I felt like once we got in, and I know I probably spoke with emotion after we lost to Texas A&M in the SEC tournament, but I was like, yeah, let's get out of this conference and just do something else, because every time we've been able to do that, we've responded really well, and I knew we would. Now, if you have to go back to a conference foe and play them in a World Series environment, great, or a Super Regional environment, fine. But I just think getting to a regional was almost refreshing for us.
Every year when football guys go back for fall camp, they don't have school for a while. There's that time in between where they can just focus on football and the coaches can kind of focus on them and the relationships with themselves and the players. You guys, if you play long enough in college baseball each year, you sort of get that same thing where school's out and guys can just focus solely on baseball. I always thought that was a neat time, and a neat time for coaches and players, and for you guys just to have baseball only and not have to worry about academics and all the other stuff that these kids have to try to navigate, coach, each day of their lives when they have school.
That's a very powerful element of team building, and that you hit on, that I don't think people give enough credence to. And when you finish the year, you think about all these kids do is hang with one another. I mean, they're in a dorm, which is Towers, which is not the most luxurious destination on campus, but at the same time, they like it because it holds them together. And what that does is it allows them to intermingle, allows them to go out together. And, you know, I think as a coach, what you want out of your kids is you do want them to have a social life, and you do want them to experience that where, hey, listen, we're all going out tonight, and I'm not talking about drinking. I'm just talking about going out and being together, because that's really where they learn about one another. That's where their defense mechanisms are down, and that's really where they start building the fibers of the team that you need in order to be good. And I've always looked at that time as saying, thank goodness, because, you know, our freshmen are over on the other side of campus. You got the juniors and seniors on another side of campus. So getting them together during the school year is very difficult unless they're in the locker room and on the field. And in the locker room and on the field, they're only there 6-7 hours a day, and that's counting all the hours of showering and doing all the necessities during training and games. So, you know, make a long story short, I think it's huge in just building a cohesive unit of guys.
Well, certainly we'll be pushing for you guys to host, and always enjoy visiting with you, Coach. Good luck. Congrats, and good luck on the rest of the way. We'll be obviously rooting for you.
Well, I really appreciate it. I appreciate the conversation. Thanks, all of you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Travel safe.